This is News Talk, your AI curated top stories on tech, business, politics, and world events. Stay ahead in just 5 minutes every day. Starting with today's first topic, Ajit Pawar has officially joined the BJP-led National Democratic Alliance, becoming the Maharashtra Deputy Chief Minister for the fifth time. Pawar emphasizes that his decision was influenced by Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for development, stating it was not out of compulsion or compromise. Moving to our next topic, Rajnath Singh, the Defence Minister from Bharatiya Janata Party, is preparing for the upcoming battle in the elections with confidence. Amidst circulating speculations about Rahul and Priyanka Gandhi's possible contest, Singh remains undeterred. He is vying for his third term from the Lucknow constituency and expresses firm belief in the party's victory across all 80 seats in Uttar Pradesh. According to him, Prime Minister Narendra Modi's unwavering popularity is set to significantly propel the BJP's chances to an assured win. His readiness to tackle the electoral battle head-on reflects the high-spirited campaign strategy the BJP plans to employ. Moving to our next topic, Prime Minister Modi has expressed criticism towards the Congress and the India Alliance in a recent letter addressed to the Lok Sabha Phase 3 candidates. He accuses them of promoting divisive and discriminatory politics, which, according to him, stands in sharp contrast to the nation's values. This comes as a significant highlight in his latest campaign efforts, signaling a contentious phase in the political landscape. Moving to our next topic, OpenAI, the pioneering AI organization headed by Sam Altman, has entered into a groundbreaking content licensing agreement with one of the United Kingdom's leading news outlets, the Financial Times, FT. This strategic partnership will permit OpenAI to utilize the extensive content library of the Financial Times to further improve its artificial intelligence capabilities in generating not only realistic text but also images and code. Moving to our last topic, the curious case of the BJP's disappearing manifesto. Congress leader P. Chidambaram has raised a pointed critique of the BJP's manifesto for the Lok Sabha polls, claiming it has vanished without a trace. He contrasts this with the Congress's manifesto, highlighting its focus on work, wealth, and welfare, and its popularity amongst the public. Download our app to stay ahead. Read and listen to short summarized news in multiple languages. Only on the News Talk app.